This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.
Conversation 1. Influencing people. Ausstrahlung means charisma, and it can be learned.
In our work as coaches, we help people to achieve relaxed productivity, especially people in leadership roles like CEOs, founders, entrepreneurs, and people with families. We always help when they need to lead other people and push them to do something they want them to do. What exactly is leadership?
What's your definition?
First of all, I'd like to tell you what I understand by management. Management means achieving results and retaining employees. How do I manage to get my employees to do what I expect them to do and, at the same time, enjoy doing it? They should have so much fun that they like working for me and the company and stay with it. So, what's your definition of leadership?
There are many definitions of leadership, that's for sure. Basically, we can say that leadership can do many things. Leadership can motivate, take people along, and inspire. I find the following definition very fitting. Management is about doing things right. Leadership is about doing the right thing. So there's a difference between management and leadership. Doing the right thing connects my actions with the purpose, morals, ethics, and big picture. There's another definition that I like and that is also useful in everyday life. Leadership is my ability to influence. How does it feel when you hear that?
I already feel directly influenced by you. The definition is very general. It explains one term with another term. It's not very concrete. The term influence also needs to be defined. It goes hand in hand with my initial description. The question is, how do I influence those I lead so they do what I want them to do?
When we write the definition, leadership is the ability to influence, on a flip chart in our workshops, we often generate interesting and quite strong reactions.
Yes, it sounds manipulative. What's the worst thing about manipulation?
Good question. I always think directly about Star Wars. The so-called Force is used by both Darth Vader for evil and Luke Skywalker for good. The Force always works for both sides. Everyone can use it and makes the decision to use it for something good or not so good.
It's like with any tool. With a hammer, I can hammer a nail into the wall and attach something useful to it, or I can use it to hit someone on their big toe.
Thanks for saying it like that. That's the way it is. That's why I find the definition so fitting. Leadership is your ability to influence. The ego form of the definition is, leadership is my ability to influence.
How do you do that now?
First of all, let's keep the following in mind. On the one hand, I can influence people negatively. I can manipulate them. On the other hand, I can positively influence someone in the sense of inspiring and motivating them. The next question that arises is, who do I influence?
Well, all the others.
Everyone?
Employees, family members, suppliers, service providers, colleagues.
You often say, I can't not communicate.
Yes, you're right. No matter what I do, I influence through communication as well as through non-communication.
Absolutely. Communication and influencing go hand in hand. How do I actually influence someone?
In what you do and say, in how I speak, loudly or softly, I look angry or nice, I'm moving or I'm still, I'm looking at someone or I'm not. The way I dress and the way I perform is also a kind of influence.
So I influence through everything I communicate. I influence holistically through everything I radiate. I communicate through all my behavior, and this communication always has an influence, whether I like it to or not. Every second I walk through the world, I am constantly influencing without realizing it. How do I lead? Who do I actually lead?
I want to ask another question first. Where am I leading to?
Good question. My answer, purpose, vision, values, strategies. I'm leading to my great master plan. In the corporate context, the following questions arise. How do we live our purpose? How do we achieve our grand vision? How do we bring all this in line with our values? And what are the things we want to do? Our short-term strategies for this year in order to get closer to the big goal. Every influence I have serves the purpose of implementing our grand master plan. I lead to the fulfillment of the grand master plan.
I'll come back to the question of manipulation. So leadership can indeed be manipulative, except when used for a good purpose?
This is how we are going to run this company. If we run the company like this and have agreed on this master plan, consisting of purpose, vision, values, and strategies, we have also agreed on the goal, the where to lead. As an employee, I commit to this plan so the team can rely on me. Then it is no longer manipulation, but my contribution to the achievement of this common goal. All people in this company contribute to this plan through their influence, their communication, their mutual leadership. Mutually, I say consciously. It's a beautiful word. Leadership happens in all directions. The cliche of leadership is that I lead the people on my team more or less as subordinates. It's not like that at all. That's total bullshit.
The subordinates are the submitters.
Exactly. I also guide my boss through my communication, even if many people might not like that. I also lead my peers and my equals. Those who are hierarchically on the same level or in a similar role as I am. Leadership works in all directions. I lead upwards, downwards, straight ahead, at eye level, and to the side. If I blur out hierarchies, I simply lead all people in all directions in all their roles. Then we collaborate and everyone takes on leadership where it's needed.
You just said, I influence through my behavior. Behavior is all the things that I do and don't do, that I say and don't say. So that means that I'm allowed to change my behavior if I want to achieve a different result?
Absolutely. That's exactly the point.
So if I'm leading someone and they don't do what I want them to do, my behavior was probably not appropriate.
That's the way it is. For example, if someone on my team or someone I work with, hierarchically above, below, next to me, or in whatever direction, doesn't do what I think he should do, then I'm allowed to change my behavior. Until that person produces a different result, that is, does what I would like him to do. And already I've changed my way of influencing him in such a way that we all achieve our common result.
The reaction I get from someone is feedback on my behavior. This is basically the core of the neurolinguistic programming idea.
Right. There's this fantastic saying about that. The intention of every behavior is the result I get from the other person. We have already talked about cause and effect. I am at cause. I'm the cause of everything that happens in my life. I have influence on everything that happens in my world. If someone around me doesn't behave the way I want them to, for example, as a leader, it means that I can start to change my own behavior. That was an important insight for me on the subject of leadership. It also includes how I influence myself. How I talk to myself is also an influencing factor. The stories I tell myself, how I talk to myself into believing things, or how I make things look bad are all influencers. With this, I may sometimes stand in my own way. The communication with myself and how I influence myself is extremely powerful.
In addition, the only person I can change is myself. I can change my behavior and hope to indirectly receive feedback from others and create a different reaction. I can only influence the behavior of others by changing my own behavior. I can only change myself.
Wow. Imagine if all the people in the world had internalized that. Everyone is just changing their own behavior and not trying to change the behavior of others. Because one's own behavior is the only thing that anyone can really change. And that's in the sense that, in the end, he achieves exactly what he and the community he lives in want to achieve. There are 50 people in a company, and everyone works on themselves, with their behavior contributing to the common result. Incredible.
Then the rule applies that the greater the behavioral flexibility, the better the leadership. The one who manages to adapt his behavior more easily is the one who can influence others better.
Maximum behavioral flexibility means maximum leadership.
If what I do doesn't lead to the desired result or reaction, I try something else. then I behave differently.
Then the best managers are those who are the most flexible in their behavior.
We also talk about this when we talk about situational leadership. There are different situations that require different leadership styles. I can use different tools. You might remember the saying, if the only tool I have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Then I try to solve the problem by hitting it everywhere. With a screwdriver, it's similar. In this case, I try to turn everything.
I should actually do it differently.
That's true. There are different tools for every situation, for every person.
Firstly, there is situational leadership, where I adapt my behavior flexibly if I want to be successful as a manager. Secondly, there are different personality types, people with different preferences and competencies who can react differently. If leadership is the ability to influence, and I want to be good at it, it means that I am constantly busy adapting my communication to different people and every situation.
Exactly. This is a full-time job.
I guess it is.
Wow. That is literally a mind-blowing thing you're saying. It sounds like all the people around me are little puppets, and you tell me I have the power to be the puppet master? In a good way, of course. It seems to me that the leadership task is moving further and further away from formal leadership, and that the real competence for me as a leader is to reflect upon and manage my behavior and my communication in order to manage the behavior of the whole organization as a result. So a good leader is mainly in control of the interpersonal, of pulling the strings. I like that. Yet it also means that we should no longer select our leaders on the basis of formal competence or their years of service to the company, but on the basis of actual leadership competence. So the best chemist is not necessarily the best manager in a company producing chemicals.
This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.